This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Venezuela, where it appears a coup is underway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. fully supports the people of that nation in their quest for freedom. In a tweet, he notes opposition leader Juan Guaido has begun what he calls Operation Liberty, which urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. And gunfire has been heard in the streets of Caracas now for several hours. Tributes are pouring in for the former Indiana U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, who passed away on Sunday at 87. Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb sharing some of his thoughts as he laid a wreath in Lugar's honor at a ceremony in Indianapolis.
You'd be hard-pressed to say that there was any greater political leader in Indiana history.
Lugar spent 36 years in the Senate, and this is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
House Democrats are to hold the first hearing today for a Medicare for All bill. The bill seeks to provide coverage for all people living in the United States within 2 years. Republicans and Democrats will both call in witnesses to testify at the hearing about the necessity of or costliness of the new plan. Former Vice President Joe Biden at his first major campaign event yesterday in Pittsburgh and firing back at President Trump over labor unions.
I make no apologies. I am a union man. Period.
Biden also tweeting on Monday that he is sick of President Trump bad-mouthing unions. His comments follow a Trump tweet that said the heads of labor unions, quote, rip off their membership with ridiculously high dues, medical, and other expenses while being paid a fortune. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer scheduled to meet at the White House with President Trump to discuss infrastructure. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man behind the terror plot in Southern California has now been identified. The Justice Department says Mark Stephen Domingo, a military veteran who converted to Islam and had several specific targets that included Jewish people, churches, and law enforcement. The LAPD and FBI say Domingo received what he believed to be pressure cooker bombs from undercover agents, and he wanted to use nails in the bombs to maximize human casualties. Domingo allegedly said America needs another Vegas event. He is accused of planning the bombings as revenge for the recent attacks on mosques in New Zealand. A Florida judge is sealing the videos that allegedly show New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and other men receiving sex services at a spa in Florida. The judge ruling the videos pose what he calls a serious and imminent threat to the administration of justice. Kraft and 24 other men are accused of soliciting prostitution at that massage parlor in the town of Jupiter on Florida's southeast coast. There's a list of conditions that would allow for the release of the videos. They include when the charges are dropped, when plea deals are reached, or when juries are sworn in each case. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
I know you're going to consider this proposition here and say, okay, is this the chicken or the egg kind of thing? And that is according to a Barna study. Faith is falling because the family is in free fall. Or you might say, is because the family is in free fall, is that causing faith to fall? Or maybe add some rapidity to it. Our next guest, J.P. DeGance, founder and president of Communio, is going to talk more about that as we consider some solutions for the family breakdown problem in America as it drives so many negative outcomes. JP, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Bill. Excited to be here with you.
Hey, I'm excited to have you here. First of all, tell us a little bit about Communio. What's Communio all about?
Yeah, Communio's focus is to fill a huge gap in that exists in the country is in terms of strengthening marriages and families. You just noted that the family has been in free fall. If you look at the data on church attendance, it's no coincidence that the rise of religious non-affiliation, if you plot that on a chart, it follows by about a 20-year lag behind the rise in fatherlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And and when you get into the dive into the data a little further, each succeeding generation is more secular than the last generation, millennials more secular than Gen X and more secular than boomers. But what we found was a millennial is nearly just as likely to go to church every Sunday if I know one statistic about that millennial, and it's whether or not his or her parents remained constantly married. If they did, they are just as likely to go to church as a 67-year-old baby boomer. And 78% more likely to attend regularly when compared to a millennial who's not from a married home. So we were formed by some several Christian business leaders who weren't satisfied to just curse the darkness, but really wanted to figure out ways to make a difference in this area. And over the last 3.5 years, we ran a variety of tests around the country. Jacksonville, Florida was one of them. Phoenix, Dayton, Ohio. Jacksonville was our most successful test market. We saw the divorce rate there decline by 28% in the first 2 years of the project and stay really close to that in year three. And then partnering churches saw a significant increase in their regular attendance. We did a pilot with 33 churches across those three cities. They saw a 23% increase in their Sunday attendance sustained over time, as well as 28% increases in the generosity to that church, the weekly collections. So we realized there was something there, and my board really wanted to take that out and start replicating it. So Communio's work is to replicate that, equip churches to become agents of change in their community by strengthening first and foremost the family through what we call a data-informed full-circle relationship ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you see evidence as empirical as this is, it's hard to deny. And some of these things, instinctively, you would see is that there's been an attack on the family for a number of years. And, of course, things have exacerbated the problem. No doubt that, you know, the whole abortion issue has caused problems. It has divided families in the worst of ways. And we're paying the price. I mean, it's almost, JP, you look at it and you say, wow, this is the book of Judges all over again, where we begin to see things according to our own eyes, right?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Paul Vitz, he's a psychiatrist and scholar, was a professor emeritus now at NYU. He was a former atheist, and he's written a what he calls a psychoanalysis of atheism. And his principal argument is that atheism is grounded in a defective father relationship. And to sort of paraphrase him, he says that it's really hard to know the father's love unless you first know a father's love.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we're seeing that play out at scale around the country.
And, you know, maybe on the surface people would say, you know, initially, because like anything, you know, you're like that that frog in boiling water. It didn't start out boiling. It was, you know, kind of comfortable. It was cozy. It was convenient. And the next thing you know, we're being cooked. And this is what's happened in our communities. We look in, you know, the breakdown in the family unit, as you say, fatherlessness, the damage that it's doing, you know, to this current generation and even to previous generations. Some have learned the hard way that it doesn't work. But for, you know, some of these kids that have found entry into a justice system, boy, I mean, you talk about imprisoning yourself and, you know, compromising your liberty. And, boy, you know, your fight to gain some sort of balance and get your feet underneath you, boy, you're fighting headwinds.
Yeah, you cannot disconnect the problems of mass incarceration. In fact, we've got significantly increasing rates of suicide for the first time since World War I. You have a American life expectancy going down, and the leading drivers of that are what we would describe as deaths of despair, suicide, liver cirrhosis, drug overdoses. Mm. Those are the challenges of that come from those are the fruits of social isolation that comes from the collapse of family and faith. And I'm actually heartened. I'm encouraged in all of this, despite all the data, because in the Barna data that we had commissioned, we saw that 80% of evangelical churches actually are not currently allocating any resources, any ministry dollars to marriage ministry. 82% of Catholic parishes said that they are not allocating 0% of their budget toward marriage ministry. And to me, that's a huge opportunity.
Right.
Where if you feel that, look, if they were already doing that and we're in this situation, I'd probably put up my hands and say, I don't know what we're going to do.
Exactly.
When you see that kind of gap, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And I think that's really exciting, and a great opportunity. And that's the one that we're jumping into the breach there.
JP, that's a huge gap. I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, you begin to say, well, maybe we found something here that's significant when you have this kind of disconnect. And, you know, I'm curious to find out how these churches respond, because with this data that you're providing them and saying, okay, is there reasonable correlation here?
Yeah, you know, when we meet and talk with churches, one of the items that we bring up to them is of every adult who sits in the pews on Sunday, 3 out of 4 of them actually grew up in an intact married home. So think about that for a second. The future of every church is wrapped up very closely with healthy marriages. And when they begin to see that, they recognize, hey, let's take a stock and do an inventory of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And then I did work in the public policy sector and and with business guys in different ways over the last few years, and was familiar with predictive analytics. And so we said, well, what would it look like if we took this 21st century tool and bring it to ministry? It's already used in commerce all the time.
Exactly.
And let's use it to find, let's reach out and find folks who are hurting and invite them in to something more. And we mm-hmm. tell churches there's...
Well, JP, we got to go to break. We're going to leave it there. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from JP DeGance after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold of me together. Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. J.P. DeGantz is with us. And, you know, the statement is that it is the church. You know, when you think historically about our country and how great it has been and how great it can still be, it has been the church that's played a fundamental role in the great social movements of our country, from ending slavery to fighting the injustices of segregation. Just go right on down the list. And so what has happened, JP, that the church, you know, we lost sight here of what our purpose is and our mission? You know, what's going on?
I think we were caught off guard in many ways by, you know, we've had a cultural revolution in many ways over the last 60 years. And particularly the sexual revolution, scholars, you know, sociologists on the left and right would agree that there was a big turning point around 1960. And it began to change family dynamics. And I think the churches across America have not yet adjusted their ministries considering this revolution, and that's the bad thing. And the good thing is they haven't yet adjusted themselves because of these things, and so there's a huge opportunity to make significant progress. At the end of the day, we're deeply wired for these things, Bill. We're deeply wired to long for and want family, love, marriage and faith. In fact, you might even say in a lot of ways we're wired for sacrifice. Those who live these lives of self-sacrifice in different ways, overwhelmingly in secular data set after secular data set, report being happiest. Those who are married and go to church are the ones who report in as being the highest amongst the highest in self-reported levels of personal happiness, and and so we deeply want this, and we're in conflict with what a lot of society is telling us is the path to personal fulfillment and happiness, which frequently means not being you know, oriented around the other and not being oriented for that life of loving self-sacrifice.
And what you say self-sacrifice, I say servanthood, you know, that we're naturally wired to that. And, you know, which means because of the natural God-given gift of that wiring, you know, there's not a lot that needs to be done here. I mean, in terms of something miraculous, we have some natural inertia in and of ourselves to address these issues. I look back in the 30s and, you know, this secularized movement that has been going on for, you know, for decades. It hasn't just been in the last couple of decades. This has been going on forever, ever since, you know, the country said we were going to hold to some, you know, biblical principles. And you look at our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and you see that, as George Washington said, the hand of divine providence all over this. And, you know, so we're naturally wired, but when you look at what happened in the 30s and how the church, in a sense, was maligned and kicked to the back of the bus, and in some cases off the bus totally, you know, the issue of welfare, I mean, this was all handled by local communities, by churches that knew the people and were there to serve, you know, and that's when the church is most powerful. And, you know, Satan knows this and attacked the church and has utilized the government to thwart the message and the natural passion of the church. And, you know, the church has kind of gone along to get along, so to speak. And I thought it was quite interesting. You're speaking of surveys a couple of years ago now. It's at least 18 months. I think Gallup did a poll. And the thing that was of note was the people who were surveyed kind of cried out and said, hey, where's the church? You know, we miss the church. We need the church back involved in the public square. And I'm going, well, you told the church to shut up and get off the bus. And now you're seeing that you are in a free fall and you need a moral compass in your culture.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hey, you've got, the founders understood that self-government, first of all, requires government of the self. And so those institutions that help form the individual, those soul-forming institutions, so they're the preconditions for freedom. And that is the family, which forms the individual, and the faith community, which forms helps form the individual. And then that orients us so that we can engage in a free economy. There aren't enough lawyers in all of Christendom to keep a dishonest man honest. Ultimately, the way our society is designed to function is around and presupposes those things. And so family, the exciting thing is, you know, despite the headwinds that are there, obviously, you could go on about the policies that have been done to discourage the family. That's what I sometimes describe as the supply side. The government creates the supply for bad behavior, oftentimes, or less healthy behavior. And but then there's the culture also creates the demand side for it as well. And there's things that are independent of what government does that also significantly impacts it. And that's where that, you know, any one of your listeners, any individual church needs to also understand that that's where we can engage and transform lives. One healthy marriage can save the world. I love Mother Teresa's quote when she said that if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And there's just a lot of just fundamental truth to that.
And the thing is that for some people that might be perceived as near impossible. So what do you tell them?
Yeah, no. Since the beginning, we've been in a fallen world, and so there's definitely folks who themselves might find themselves out of sequence or not having experienced and seen the ideal lived out. And there's entire communities. A woman I spoke to who works in urban Chicago, her and her husband go into schools and speak to kids about relationships and marriage, and she introduced her husband, and one of the children said, what's a husband? To her, wow. The child had not seen in her community there were always boyfriends and girlfriends. She hadn't actually seen a husband and a wife and didn't understand it. So then what do we do with this? So I think as a church, it's important. We use the term full circle relationship ministry. That means ministry that follows best practices for singles, pre-marriage, marriage enrichment, and marriage in crisis. And in that singles area, that includes both those who've never married, those who've married and divorced, those who are single parents, and having an effective outreach so that those folks that they can live life to the fullest and in the healthiest way possible. And so there's ways that churches can engage in these areas as well, and should, while still pursuing the ideal.
JP, do you see the churches starting to embrace best practices?
Yeah, you know, we've just begun this journey in terms of notifying and letting churches know about these gaps. And once there's a recognition of these gaps, there's a lot of head nodding and a lot of agreement. We have significant interest amongst churches in Denver and Fort Worth and Austin. And we have churches interested in Florida. So we're getting going, and it's pretty exciting.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your story. This is absolutely vital and critical to the future of our country, to our families, to our kids, the next generation. We appreciate all the great work and whatever
Bill
we can do to support that.
Bill, might I say, if you're interested, you can email us at platform@communio.org. platform@communio.org.
J.P. DeGantz on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, J.P. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Venezuela, where it appears a coup is underway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. fully supports the people of that nation in their quest for freedom. In a tweet, he notes opposition leader Juan Guaido has begun what he calls Operation Liberty, which urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. And gunfire has been heard in the streets of Caracas now for several hours. Tributes are pouring in for the former Indiana U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, who passed away on Sunday at 87. Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb sharing some of his thoughts as he laid a wreath in Lugar's honor at a ceremony in Indianapolis.
You'd be hard-pressed to say that there was any greater political leader in Indiana history.
Lugar spent 36 years in the Senate, and this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Oh, God, you know me. Somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to open my hands up and give you control. I give you control. Oh, give you control.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of the show being brought to you by the Crypto Prophets, the latest paradigm shift. It's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner and see if this doesn't work for you and your family. Tom Creel is coming up to talk about black money. He is the proverbial expert in tracing black money with over 35 years experience, including his days at the UN as the sanction expert for tracking down the assets of Charles Taylor and his circle of warlords, for example, involved in the looting of Liberia that led to Taylor's conviction of war crimes. He was also deeply involved in other missions, such as being the lead forensic accountant for Task Force 2010 in Afghanistan, resulting in a seizure of $70 million of black money, leading to a write-up in The New Yorker, assisting the victims of Christian genocide in Syria and Iraq and seeking financial damages from aiders and abettors, and advising legal teams in the arrest of the Queen of Ivory of Malawi as a financier of the elephant poachers, and on and on. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you back to talk about this. Let's bring our audience up to speed in terms of black money and what it's all about. I tried to give a little bit of a background here, but obviously there's so much more to black money and how it affects our lives.
Yeah, let me hot off the press from the UN. The global economy is losing $3.2 trillion every year to corruption, bribery, theft, money laundering. $3.2 trillion.
Wow.
That's black money.
Mm-hmm. And this is money that's out there running unaccountable and being controlled. Boy, you talk about a small number of people. I mean, how many people are controlling this $3.2 trillion?
There's thousands, millions.
No, okay.
I call them the money warlords,
because mm-hmm.
they are financing the bad things in our world.
And so, for example, you've got a Czech billionaire who gets hit with a RICO suit for $1 billion in New York federal court. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a case that's just it's perfect for a lot of reasons, and it's going to gain so much attention of the world. Right? Mm-hmm. I count at least six countries that's going to be impacted by this, and it's an example of a case that is going to keep going on. It's going to, they always talk in the media world about a story has legs.
Yes,
this case has legs,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to get bigger and bigger, and it just began.
Mm-hmm.
So the fun part is yet to begin. The real fun part, and that's the discovery of the financial records, which is the explosion. So it's a case that truly is about greed. I don't know if there's no murder in there. It's mm-hmm. going to be the financial impact. There's probably some sex in there, but we're going to focus obviously on the black money side.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, and New York federal court is handling this. How did it come to New York's jurisdiction?
The investors are right there in New York.
They're all
hedge funds,
mm-hmm.
and the bad guys, they flew into New York, and they they did the dog and pony and got them to wire the money and invest. So it's there. I mean, the victims are right there in New York, so that's where the jurisdiction should be.
Okay. Even though when you hear that it's a Czech billionaire, the tentacles, as you say, are impacting six different countries at least right now, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing, and you mentioned the $70 million that we seized from one Afghan. Let me make it clear that was one Afghan that had $70 million in his
wow.
bank account.
Wow.
There wasn't a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, and it was our money, U.S. Treasury. But we sent it over there, and then it went bad. It went into the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
why did you say we sent it over for a good reason? Got in the wrong hands. What was it sent to support the military and some military assets there originally?
Yeah, remember Afghanistan, we had a philosophy, our country under the commanders, win the hearts and minds of the Afghans.
Mm-hmm.
Let us show the Afghans that we can do great things, we can rebuild the country, we're not like the Taliban or other countries that have invaded you. So win the hearts and minds. So let's put money to good use, good projects, which, makes sense.
Mm.
But the problem is that we didn't win the war yet. So the bad guys are still out there. The money warlords are out there, still some of them in office, in government, and they're stealing the money. I think we estimated that of the money that the U.S. Treasury and NATO forces and other countries sent over, about 25% was being diverted to the Akhanis, to the Taliban, to Al-Qaeda, to the money warlords, just for wrong reasons.
Well, Tom, is this kind of crazy? I mean, we've seen pictures of pallets of cash, going to foreign governments. What are you doing sending pallets of cash? Why not have some sort of account and you pay as you go?
I hate that. I know.
Does that make too much sense?
Here's something else. I agree with you. Why are we sending cash?
Right.
That whole Iran thing was just a mess from the beginning. But
mm-hmm.
another thing is, everyone keeps promoting how good microfinancing is.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that? Why didn't
yes.
we give billions? Why don't we give 1,000 or 100?
Right. Well, we've got a sponsor who deals in cryptocurrency. That's
right.
easily handled, right?
I know. Yeah. I guess cash is still king, right?
Well, it is meanwhile, but you know, this is the thing. You know, you entrust your government officials to be a lot smarter, but it's like, how is it when you deal with nefarious people overseas that logic and reason are just thrown out the window and, you know, you become part and parcel of the problem instead of the solution?
I know. And usually you don't flush these things out or get the real truth for another 50 years,
mm-hmm.
and history will write itself.
Nobody's accountable to all this. I mean, you know, there's some fiduciary responsibility. You got $70 million of the people's money, and all of a sudden it becomes black money?
Yes. Yep. That's why I still believe, and I was adamant on preaching this to Petraeus and Ridge and Dussault, all the commanders, that bankrupt the enemy and we win the war.
Mm-hmm.
Bankrupt them.
Yes.
And they kept on telling me money is a weapon. Put more money on the street, we win the hearts and minds. We had a different philosophy. Take the money away from these guys, and I bet you we get them on our side.
Well, you know, I mean, follow the logic here. Just look historically what we've done in our own country. You know, welfare, okay? How well has that worked for us? The war on poverty. We spent $23 trillion on the war on poverty, which was an itch that wasn't even needing scratching at the moment. But LBJ said, no, this is really important. We got to do this. So we go from 15% to 15.1% after investing all these trillions of dollars. So, I mean, would history not tell us that, you know, throwing money out in the street is not the most brilliant of answers?
I know. And yet we have still the most creative minds in the world. We are the inventors of all these high-tech instruments. We invented Facebook. We invented Intel. We invented Google, Microsoft. So we do have the creative minds. So why aren't we using these, the best of the best? We should have the dream team in place when we go to war.
Well, as you say, there's other things that we can do aside from just, you know, carpet bombing people. There's ways to do it. And as you say, there is a process, but nobody thinks about the process. You know, just as you pointed out at the very beginning, yes, correct observation. We can win hearts and minds, but you got to get to the point to where their hearts are prepared or at least willing to, you know, hear an opposing viewpoint. Anyway, the discussion will continue here with Tom Creel. Stay with us.
Okay.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation continues with Thomas Creel, an expert in tracing black money with over 35 years experience. Tom, boy, 35 years in this business of tracing black money, you know, I'm sure nothing surprises you today because it's endless. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, you're talking about money and the levels that you're talking about, you know, though you say in some cases murder may not necessarily be involved, boy, people have been killed for a lot less.
Yeah, I was always fearful. I spent 6 years in Liberia on the Charles Taylor case, and I always told my UN driver, if anyone offers you any money, I will double it.
Yes.
If anyone offers you any money to kill me, I will double it.
Mm-hmm. So every day, so every day he kept coming up with new offers, right?
I figured for $20 he's going to kill me, so I figured I'll give him 40.
Give him 40. We'll keep him happy until the next day, and the next offer comes up. You know, so
that's how the world works.
Exactly. So you know, what's the big takeaway for you after all these years involved in black money?
I'm still optimistic that the good guys will win. We still have more creative, more dedicated, honest, and I still am a true believer. And when I say that we have the dream team, we have the best of the best, mm-hmm. I keep preaching that because if we ever want to win something, seriously win, like the war on drugs, we can.
Right.
It's just we got to get the political side reconciled with the action side, I guess. I keep hearing all the many agendas that are out there, but I'm still an optimist.
Mm. Well, I'm with you in terms of the optimism. I believe that we have the wherewithal to make it happen. It's just, do we have the intention and the conviction to really take care of this problem? And we've been arguing about the border forever. It's been politicized, you know, to a disgusting level that, you know, it's enough of this stuff already. I mean, you know, we have our children are dying because of, you know, the opioid expansion and proliferation in our country. And, you know, I believe that we're somehow trying to avoid the inevitable, and that is where we may have to bring military action to the border, not so much about refugees, but just to take care of, you know, the drug cartels. You know, Mexico cannot handle it.
Yeah, you're right, for security reasons,
mm-hmm.
for national security reasons. That's the level that it's at. Here's why I'm an optimist. I still believe in our rule of law and our civil process. And there's a great friend of mine at DOJ, and he and I share this philosophy. Hit these people in their pocketbooks. You mentioned the opium. I mean, that is all about the money. The reason they did it and the reason drugs are out there, it's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And the DOJ guy, he said, you know, I can send a guy to prison for 5 years. They don't care.
Oh, yeah,
just
right.
Don't touch his money.
Mm-hmm. No.
So money is the root of all evil. I'm sure. So we have to attack that. That's just got to be the war on black money.
Yeah, the love of money, and certainly there is that perverted love of money there in these groups that we're talking about here, and you know the ill that they are perpetrating. But we have to get intentional and serious about this. You know, whether it's at the border or other ports of entry that are coming in and affecting our families. But as you say, I mean, you know, we're starting to see, I think, more and more, Tom, with this current administration, what sanctions, you know, the effect that they're having, whether if you know, it's on Iran or, you know, Russia, you know, North Korea, you know, these sanctions can be painful. And,
right.
You know, we're realizing, you know, to your point and what your friend was saying there with the DOJ is that you hit them in the pocketbook, you start to get their attention, right?
Yep. And sanctions are one level. Now, let's actually take the money away.
Mm-hmm.
Seize it and freeze it.
Right.
And that'll really get their attention. They will come to the table.
Mm-hmm. So what else are you working on?
Well, here's the civil world, and I just... And this is why I'm an optimist as well. We have civil world. We can file RICO cases. We can ask for $1 billion in damages. And that does get their attention. And it obviously gets the media's attention.
Mm-hmm.
There's also this gaming world, the technology world. I had a case that I filed against a bank that was the middleman that was funding the killing of the Christians. So we filed a legal action against the bank who was the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
And we had trouble with service. So the judge allowed us to use Twitter to serve the complaint.
Really?
So there is
on Twitter?
I loved it.
Oh.
And it's basically because the bad guy was using Twitter to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
They went into the bank, and then he would take it out and fund his shooters. So the judge said, why not? He uses Twitter. Let's serve him. So I think we're moving into a new era of creativity. So it's not you don't have a process server knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm.
We tweeted him. He opened the tweet. He actually responded, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no nice words, but that was confirmation of service. So that's out there, the creativity. The game that I put together, Black Money Games,
mm-hmm.
is designed to expose the techniques. The bad guys put their picture out there. Like, you know, years ago we used to put pictures of bad guys on milk cartons.
Right.
This is the same way. Or the FBI had the 10 most wanted. Same thing. And there's 700 million game players. We cover the world.
So how are you, you know, how are you revealing them on these gaming channels?
It's all real information. So it's public information. Nothing classified or secret,
mm-hmm.
and they're part of the game. It's a sleuthing interactive. You know, Fortnite is an interactive game.
Right.
You actually talk on headphones to people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is the game that we are developing. I'm going to use a lot of the content from the RICO case, and we'll just incorporate into the activities of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're able to do this without violating any court procedures in that, or you change the names to protect the innocent, or you leave them as they are.
Well, the last part is true. I mean, the techniques are so common that they could be anybody. I guess it's like the Charles Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. You know, Charles Ponzi did that in 1920, but it's used over and over and over.
Yeah, our government's using it very effectively when it comes to Social Security, by the way. So,
oh, God, you're so right. Yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I thought maybe I was just thinking it. Forgive me.
But we are in the age of disruption, so
yes.
I'm an optimist, and I think these things are changing.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, you know, and I think Dinesh D'Souza, he shared this with me after his experience of having to deal with the, you know, with the justice system. He said, Bill, one of the things I learned, you know, from the experience is that the cons know how to keep the con. You know, that is their, that is their lifeline. They never let go of it. That's the one thing you can always, understand about cons is they want, you know, it's their lie. They own it and they're sticking with it no matter what.
Yeah, it's also true that it takes like three generations to change. They taught me that overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood that, but basically the bad guys have to die off. And you got to teach the younger generation. So maybe that's where we're at, too.
Well, you know, and this is the thing that, you know, and I'm glad you brought this up, Tom, because in our politically correct circles, we're cautioned to even begin a conversation about these deleterious expressions and activities that are happening in our world today, especially when they are identified with a religious group. You know, you can't talk about it, but yet it's interesting right now that we have, you know, congresswomen who can speak very freely and given all kinds of you know, sway and room to speak loosely about history. And, you know, and I'm saying, okay, well, I don't have a problem if we're going to give one side, you know, this kind of latitude. But I think we need to allow the other side an equal amount of latitude to where we can talk about these things and say, look at, you know, you tell me that you're a peaceful religion, but yet the actions of your followers are anything but peaceful.
I know. I think it's going to take a couple decades to flush this up.
Well, you know, you say generational issues. I mean, you know, we've got like one gal, for example. I mean, she was raised Palestinian. That's her worldview. I can appreciate it. No wonder, you know, she doesn't like Israel. She was raised hating Israel. You know, that's what the Palestinians do. I mean, that's what they have in their schools. The kids are indoctrinated. And so, you know, how is, you say three generations. Well, you know, that's beyond our time, buddy.
I know. I always think back to Lincoln. I love the movie Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And that it took 30, 40 years to get the 13th Amendment in place. Just the dialogue. And they fought tooth and nail on some of the things both parties said at each other. And I'm not against that kind of dialogue if we get the right result.
Right, exactly. But it's a process. We got to be able to talk about it and
exactly.
Be able to, you know, I mean, this is why our founding fathers, you know, blessed us with freedom of speech so that we can exercise, you know, both our better angels and our bad devils within us to where we can begin to get our hearts and minds around whatever it is, whatever reformation that needs to take place, which liberates more people here in a country. Oh, yeah, the land of the free and home of the brave. I mean, you know, God forbid that we not follow the example that they laid out for us. Tom Creel has been our guest. Tom, thank you as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
My pleasure, Bill. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.